Blog Talk Radio.
This is In the Room, and we're taking over.
Hello, everyone. It is Tuesday at 10:30, and we, as Dan just said, are in the room. I am not Brady Hicks. I am Triple D. You can follow me on Folsom County. With me, as always, not here in the room, but on Hell in a Cell Talk Radio, which is also on thebradyhicks.com, is Dan, the above-average comedian, Dan the Man Law.
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon. It's Wednesday, right?
No, it's Tuesday at 10:30, a special start time here on In the Room.
In the Room. Don't say the other show.
In the Room. Dan, I'm excited to be here. This is quite the opportunity to take over the flagship.
Yeah. You know, I politely walked up to Brady, punched him in his face, and said, "We're taking over this week."
And then
you don't have a choice.
And then I took his milk money.
Yes, then you took his milk money, and then said, "We'll see you in the basement on September 15th.
I will be breaking into that bottom window. Of course, what Dan is making mention of is the In the Room.
Segue, man.
The In the Room fan conclave coming up on September the 15th. So that's pretty exciting as well. Dan will be making it to the ECWA show that is a part of that.
Yeah, they're letting me out of the asylum for at least a day. And I go to one event, and then the rest of the conclave, I'm not allowed near a lot of people.
I don't think Chikara would be the best place for you.
I start acting like a referee and start talking incoherently.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about Ref Bitch.
Yes, I did. I don't know. I didn't know if we were allowed to say his name anymore.
No, we definitely can. We definitely can. Because
okay, I started acting like Ref Bitch and hitting on people's moms and stuff.
Oh, my goodness. Now, it's interesting because during the Lights Out segment that Brady is all about here, he might be part of my Lights Out selections.
Oh, he might be.
He just might very
just
well be.
Might be?
Yeah.
No.
He might be. I don't know. So, Dan.
Do we have on tap for today?
Well, on tap for today, we have a caller. So, Dan, why don't we just get there right now?
Oh, let's do it.
We do have a caller. So, now, caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
This is John from Rhode Island. How are you doing?
I'm doing very well. Now, is this the John that sing songs for us?
You're right.
Oh, yeah, it's John, yeah.
Okay, yeah. John, I am looking forward to this. Do you have a song for us that you would like to sing right now?
I could possibly do have one.
Okay.
I'll just say your name.
Oh, my name is Dean. My name is Dean. You can call me Dean, sir.
Dean. Oh. That's what he said. His name is Dean.
Okay. Yes. I've got some news for you. Come to my dean school. I'll make you way more cool than the color blue. You slip, I've got some too.
I like that, John.
Yes.
I like that. That is very good, very, you know what, and off the
quick.
Cuff. Yeah, off the cuff like that, I really have to say that that is, I'm speechless. Dan, what do you
mean? Nobody holds it. Lennon McCartney does not hold a candle to what John can make up in 5 seconds. It's just crazy. Phil Collins didn't have that many hits.
Now, John, I do have another question. Can you do another song for us, this time with the name Dan?
I suppose so. I could try that.
Okay.
My name is Dan. I've come to see the sand. My name is Dan. Send me the fan. It's got my jam. My name is Dan.
Sir.
Finale.
Yes. Give us the grand finale. Put them both together, Dean and Dan.
Yeah, I don't know if I can get to that one yet, but I can work on it for you guys.
That one you have to get the writing partner in. You got to put an orchestra on it and some production.
We'll not let you down.
Okay. So I look forward to the composition when it's finally completed, John. Now, do you have anything else you wanted to talk about tonight?
What are your thoughts, by the way, on Mr. Money in the Bank? Because, again, loses on Raw and has a win on SmackDown. But no, loses on SmackDown, I believe. I didn't watch the shows, but he lost his first match to one and then wins the next night. I mean, think about this for a minute. There have only been two men that have won Money in the Bank. Have won the money, won the championship for their very first time, and have not been champion for just one time. Have been more than two times. And that was Edge and CM Punk. Like, all these men that are winning Money in the Banks is not necessarily possibly to get up to be another main event. Yes. Okay, can I have another title shot, please? Like, for instance, Jack Swagger loses every single match I can remember in 2010. Undertaker, Randy Orton, and I believe Rey Mysterio up to the pay-per-view, and wins just the match he's going to defend his title against. I mean, all these people that they're trying to build up is just to hold the gold just one time for now. Like, Dolph Ziggler, I do not see winning the title for a second time.
You don't see that happening at all?
Well, of course they're going to give it to him, possibly. But the thing is he going to hold it just more than two times? Like I've said, Edge and Punk are the only ones that have held it several times and just one time.
Okay, so you're disappointed. What you think is going to happen is another Jack Swagger.
Yes, I mean, no one even remembers him as champion.
Well, you do, and I do.
Yes. I mean, he was not a great champion, of course. I mean, he tried and tried and tried, but it didn't work when he tried to defend his title. Like I said, leading up to the pay-per-view, I believe it was Extreme Rules, I believe, with Randy Orton.
Now, would you consider that a very good match, or?
I don't possibly remember the most of the late matches because they're not big for me for C Entertainment with all the legends gone to me.
Okay. So you're just biding your time until another superstar is born.
Yes, exactly. Like, okay. Dolph Ziggler, I'm trying to see where they're going to be building Kim. Like, SummerSlam, I thought it was going to be the time he was going to be cashing it in, because he's going to be cashing it in against Sheamus.
Okay, so you're calling it that he's going to cash in against Sheamus.
Yes.
Okay. Is there anything else you wanted to... Now, Dan, do you have anything to say about Dolph Ziggler, Mr. Money in the Bank?
No, I would have put my money behind... No pun intended. Dolph Ziggler. I like him. I want him to be a champion, a world champion. I want him to win the title. I'm frankly bored with Sheamus right now in that role. Sorry, folks. And I don't particularly give a crap that John Cena is getting another title shot either. So I would rather watch Dolph Ziggler in any of those matches. Oh, we announced John Cena is going to get a title shot. Yeah, I'm so happy.
I would agree with that. John, how do you feel about John Cena?
Well, think about this for a minute. Like, this is the first time that someone's cashed it in for a match and then never won the belt and got the briefcase back. So this is the first time this has happened. And first of all, could 2012 be the first year that he never gets to hold another title? Because every time since he lost it in 2006 to Edge, he's gotten the belt again and again and again and again each year leading up to 2011. So could this be possibly the first year that he doesn't hold the gold? Because I do not see him winning it in his hometown. Like everyone said, they get screwed out and when they're in their hometown. And I definitely want to see Punk against The Rock. Do not make this another match between Rock and Cena.
No, I agree with you 100%. Do not do the same thing last year. I called it last week. I really want to see Punk versus Rock. Some Punk Rock, Waka Waka.
Because you got to think about this. When we go to WrestleManias and other places, especially WrestleMania, you got to put a match that nobody has seen before, a dream match. Or every match that I'm seeing on Raw, SmackDown, but I'm not watching anymore because it's more of a house show now because there's nothing big. It's all on Raw now. Everything they're doing now is doing, wow, John Cena, Dolph Ziggler, this is huge. We've seen tons of those matches. All these matches are not even big to me. I mean, Adolfo Bovio, I'm sorry, was the one he faced on Raw this week. That was nothing really big when they had their battles. I'm sorry, but you got to put somebody new to face in a main event against someone. I mean, Miz was nothing against Cena to build him up, especially with that I Quit match. All there was in that was talking, not wrestling. I'm sorry, but they need to bring these people up for more chances.
There's another waste of talent. The Miz. The Miz did commentary this week. I'd rather see him as champion. I think The Miz needs to at least be given a shot at it. And I don't mean a title shot. I think they need to put the title on him. Because guess what, guys? Wrestling's not real. They need to put the title on him and see how it rolls with it. Because, I mean, I thought he was getting the push. We talked about it 100 times. It's not like it was nobody saw it. We think he's getting a major push, and now he's just dog dirt.
He's Intercontinental Champion, Dan.
Like crap on Velcro.
And that's the thing. Like, WWE Champion, okay, we gave you the big one. Now you're going to have to go back down again and go for the IC belt or the U.S. title.
Okay, well, he's the IC champion. So, you know, back in the day, and I know it's not back in the day anymore, back in the day, that meant you were getting a title shot. So, where is it? Let's give it to The Miz. Anything is more exciting than right now. I really like CM Punk. This is very tired right now, in my opinion. I don't know. I don't book wrestling, so I feel like an idiot saying any of this. But I'm bored with the CM Punk. I'm bored with this title run.
Well, I'm bored with the, you know what, the Jerry Lawler. Does he have anything even left?
Well, he can throw a punch, kind of still.
Kind of.
Did you watch Raw this week, John?
I did not watch it 100% because all the things that I'm seeing is not 100% entertainment, but I saw the beginning and a little bit of the AJ thing with her complaining in the ring, and I believe she got out as GM, if I'm not mistaken.
I'm not sure. Dan?
I don't know. What happened?
John,
skipped through it because, oh, the Vicky Guerrero thing? Yeah, AJ kind of went a little nutty. Yeah, okay. When I say watch Raw, there's not really any watching going on.
Well, John, I do have to move on. I do have a guest. I'll put you on hold. That way you can listen to the show if you wish.
Yes, I can do that. And
okay.
I'll be back with you whenever you're ready to put me back on.
Okay, sounds good, John. Sounds good.
Well, we'll meet him later with more discussion.
Yeah, we'll go back to... I like John.
He's a wrestling fan. He's a good wrestling fan, too. I was talking to him last week.
So, Dan, it's about that time.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Wait. Are we bringing our guest on?
Yeah, I'm going to make that call right now.
That's different.
Four, two.
You know, does Brady have to call him?
I believe so.
Why are we still calling him?
Well, you can ask him yourself.
I'm not that. Ooh, a long ring.
Yeah, that was a long ring.
Hello?
Hello, is this the Greek god Papadon?
Yeah, what's up?
Hi, this is Triple D, as I'm known now. And you are
Triple
in
D.
The room. Yes, Triple D.
What's
and
the other D stand for?
Deleted Dean Dixon. There's a long story behind that. Don't worry about it. You're in the room, Papadon.
Am I? Which room am I in?
You're in Brady Hicks' room. He is not here, however.
Is that the room with all the pictures of the gay Oompa Loompa porn that he watches?
probably. Now, Dan Law is also with me.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm good, sir. How are you doing?
Doing well. Pleasure's all yours.
The pleasure is always ours, sir. Now, I wanted to get in. Last time we spoke, it ended a little acrimoniously. You hung up the phone on me. But it seems now that you're talking once again. Going
well, you
through,
deserved it.
I'm not sure about that, sir.
Well, I am, and that's all that matters, so
well,
keep
fine.
It moving.
Keeping it moving. I want to know what your thoughts are on September 15th. We're very close to it. And Chris Wilde.
My thoughts. Well, very clearly put, Chris doesn't have a shot in hell against me. Last time I out wrestled him, and he was lucky his Mid-Atlantic title wasn't on the line. I would have sold it to Tartaglia a lot sooner. This time around, it's going to be a fight. I'm going to break his jaw, and this way he don't have to put up those corny promos that he puts up on the YouTube. That's right, the YouTube.
So this is now personal, is what you're saying, Papadon, that you are not only taking the title, you are taking his ability to even speak.
I'm going to take pride in taking his. He wants to be the guy, the hometown hero, the boy from the back of the barn, Captain Delaware. Good. He can represent all those peasants. I don't care. I don't like him anyway. Bottom line is, at first, I was only making a statement. He was my sacrificial lamb, and it was only business. But then he decided to come on my show, put on his big boy voice, try to talk tough and disrespect me. And when he was a guest, I let him on my show as a guest, and he's going to show me disrespect. Well, now he's made it personal. So come the 15th, I get to break every bone in his body and get rid of Chris Wilde, very simply put.
So this is, you're, of course, talking about the Papadon show, your show with Brady Hicks. Chris Wilde did call in, and it got really heated.
Yes, you are correct, Captain Obvious.
Well, I was filling in the blanks for the people that may have not seen it now, or heard it rather. Now, Dan, do you have something?
I have two things. Are you afraid at all that you might have lit a fire under Chris Wilde's posterior, and that he might have your number this time?
Well, no. Reason being, for as good as he is, he's not me. He was in the Super 8. I won the Super 8. He's been dreaming about becoming ECWA champion. I'm the greatest ECWA champion of all time. I've made that company and those four letters and the title itself have meaning once again. So no, not at all. When he's batting 1,000, I'm batting 1,000,000. When he's benching 400 pounds, I'm benching 800 pounds. When he's doing his training in his friend's ring somewhere in Delaware, I'm training in a real wrestling academy at the NYWC school, honing my craft and making myself the greatest unsigned talent there is today. So absolutely not.
So I'm going to touch on one more subject that we haven't talked about in a while. After War Games, you said your piece. Obviously, everybody knows how you feel. Are you worried at all about retaliation? I know you've moved on, but are you worried at all about any retaliation from the gentleman that you have problems with?
Can you clarify your very vague statement? Which guy do I have a problem with?
Well, everybody who was on Team ECWA. Okay,
listen,
Koa,
no,
well, I know how you
everybody
feel.
Listen, the Kokoa the Dirty Mexican's coming back from his Mexican tour of washing dishes. That's fine. You know, I can care less about him. Who else was there? The Golden Boy, Eden Chambers? Well, his time in the sun has come and passed. You know, for all I care, he can go back to North Carolina and go bale some hay and feed some horses, for all I care. I can care less. And Chris Wilde, well, like I told you before, it wasn't personal, but now it is. And now he's going to learn that you don't break the 11th commandment. You don't piss off the Greek god. And he has. So now he's going to pay. And not only will I make a statement with him on the 15th, but when I win both, when I come out the winner and have both titles, I'm going to have all the power in the company and things are going to change. So mark my words. You think the era of the Greek god was bad before? You guys have seen nothing yet. My reign of terrors will just begin on the 16th of September.
Are you looking to run the company inside and out? You're doing a complete takeover. Is that what you're looking for?
Time will tell.
Well, time will tell.
You know, let me tell you guys something. Look, I've already divulged too much information, and the reason why is just so we can make the show interesting. I don't want to sit here and have dead air.
Gotcha.
Like 90% of these corny wrestlers on the independent scene who can't cut a promo or do a radio interview and be entertaining. So what I've divulged already is way too much information. Bad boys move in silence. You know what I'm saying?
Divulged absolutely nothing.
Exactly. Point taken. I'm an entertaining person. Less is more. Listen, buddy, I'll, if you want, I'll come down to your little basement apartment. You can put away the Dungeons and Dragons. I can tutor you on this. You know, I'll charge you by the hour, and obviously you won't be able to, you know, buy yourself the pizza and whatever else you buy with your $2 an hour job. But point that I'm trying to make here there, Mr. Triple B, is this. I am the greatest unsigned talent today for a reason. It's not just a quote-unquote gimmick or catchphrase or a moniker that I made up to sell T-shirts. I mean, even though I could, but I haven't done that yet. I am the greatest unsung talent there is today because I can talk the talk, I can walk the walk, I deliver every time I'm in the ring, and I'm always having matches in the night. And for the ECWA to disrespect me and not give me the main event spot on the show after all my hard work, after making the company relevant again, well, you know what? An eye for an eye. And come the 16th when I have both titles and all the power in the company, just Joe Zanoli and whoever else is going to stand in my way, I'm going to find out the hard way that you don't mess with the Greek god.
Now,
maybe I won't even show up on the shows in October. I mean, they're running 3 shows in October. Maybe I'll take a day off on each of those shows. Maybe if the people really want to come see me wrestle and they want to see the belts defended, maybe they got to pay triple at the door. I don't know. Time will tell.
Well, this sounds like quite a plan. Now, shifting away from ECWA just for a second, I saw over the weekend that you're signed for NWA Dog.
Yes.
Now, that is November 2nd, if I'm not mistaken?
Correct.
Now, that's in Clayton, New Jersey. How do you feel about starting out with another promotion?
That was the most stupidest question I've ever heard. How else would I feel? I'd feel great. I'd be making more money.
I didn't. Fair enough.
Let's set this record straight here. All right, the NWA is the oldest embodiment of professional wrestling there is. All right, whether it's at the peak where it was in the 80s with Jim Crockett Promotions, or where it's at now, or where it was 5-10 years ago, it doesn't matter. It's still the NWA. And for all those haters out there that say the NWA doesn't mean anything, they're stupid. They need to know their tradition and their history. If you don't know your history, you know you're not going to have any future. So let's take a step back here, if you will. Like Dusty used to say, at one point in my career, I was an NWA regional champion. I was the last person to ever hold the NWA Cyberspace Heavyweight title. I was a 2-time NWA Cyberspace Internet Champion NWA Cyberspace Tag Team Champion as a member of the Solution. Would I like to reclaim some prestige and hold the NWA Dog Heavyweight title? Maybe. Maybe take it off of the champion's hands right now? Absolutely. But it's my step one in my plan of becoming the NWA World's Heavyweight Title Champion. That's what I want to do. I want to take that title either from Adam Pearce, Colt Cabana, or whoever else is the champion at the time when I get that opportunity, and then bring prestige, honor, tradition, value, relevancy back to the NWA like I've done with ECWA. And I'm the man to do it.
Now, also, you're, of course, involved with Extreme Rising.
Absolutely.
What are your plans for there? Another domination of yet another promotion?
Absolutely. Listen, man, that's all I do. I take over. You understand what I'm saying? Look, it's always about shut your mouth, keep your ears open, your mouth shut. Good things will happen to you in due time. Wait your turn. Respect your elders. Show the veterans in this business respect. Well, when it comes to Extreme Rising, I'm not going to wait for someone to pass me the torch. I'm grabbing it, and I'm taking it myself, and I'm going to run with it. And if I have to burn that sucker down, I'll burn the whole company down to get it. At the end of the day, it's all about making an impact on this business, and that's all I'm going to do. I mean, an article just came out. The top seven talents that should be in the WWE. Guess who's on it? Moi, the greatest unsigned talent that there is today. And obviously, the person who wrote it, Greg DeMarco, picked some great talent on that list. You had Adam Pearce. You had Alex Shelley. You had myself. You had Jessica Havoc. El Generico. You know? I mean, the bottom line is, the guy knows talent. And the fact is, everything he said is true. I could talk him into the building. I could talk him. Either loving me or hating me, I can entertain him with my words. I can entertain him with my actions. I put on 30-minute matches without even breaking a sweat. Who else can do that nowadays? Who could talk and wrestle? It's either one or the other. Either you're a good talker and a horrible wrestler.
Yeah, not a lot.
Exactly. So my goal is to obviously dominate every promotion I'm in, whether it's Extreme Rising, where I'm in now, the NWA with NWA Dog, where I will be soon. NYWC, where I have a title match on the 27th of September against their champion, Apollyon, who's a beast. Is at the ECWA, where I've already blazed the trail of glory and made that company relevant because I've been carrying it on my back the last 2 years. Anywhere, you name it, you put me in there, whether it's Ring of Honor, whether it's TNA, whether it's WWE, whether it's New Japan. Bottom line is, you give me the ball, I'm going to run with it. I'm going to score a touchdown every time.
Now, I do have a question. How do you feel, NWA Dog, I'm going to again, how do you feel Tony Nese, a longtime rival, gets the title shot instead of you?
Oh, I'm happy for him. Listen, there's an old saying, talent knows talent. And obviously, me being the greatest unsigned talent, I know talent when I see it. Tony Nese is talented. He took me to the limit plenty of times. He's beaten me in the past, and I've beaten him recently, more times than I can count. But the fact of the matter is, he gets a title shot, guess what? Good for him. It's good because, one, the kid deserves it. Two, he's talented enough to take it off the current champion and be the new champion. But at the end of the day, who really wins? The fans, because they get a great match with Tony Nese on the second. And if he does win the title, and down the line, I get my title shot, which I will, they'll get another great match with me and Tony Nese. Because every time we step in the ring, we steal the show. Wherever we are, whatever promotion you're in, you see a Tony Nese versus Papa Don match, it's going to be the match of the night, guaranteed. So whether it's an ECWA, NYWC, NWA Dog, whatever it may be, it's going to rock the house, and people are going to go all happy. Now, if he doesn't win, and the current champion wins, Damon Wayne, then you'll see Damian Wayne Papadon match. Well, that will steal the show. You see, I am the show stealer. Every match I'm in is match of the night. Wherever it is, whatever state, whatever company, that's why I'm the greatest unsigned talent there is today.
Bar none.
Does that answer your question?
It certainly did. I was just shocked from how well it was answered.
Well, you shouldn't be shocked there, jerky. Don't you understand the Greeks invented everything? We're the smartest race of people to ever step on this planet. If it wasn't for the Greeks, you people wouldn't even have a language. 90% of the English words come from Greek words. Their democracy, our form of government, come from the Greek. Mathematics, Greeks.
Bathhouses?
The Olympics, wrestling. If it wasn't for the Greeks, you'd be picking your nose in your mother's basement right now instead of having a wrestling radio show. Greeks.
I also threw in their bathhouses. I'm not sure if you heard me.
No, those are Russian bathhouses.
They started in Russia?
Yes, there's a Russians like the dude from Rocky IV.
Or Nikolai Volkov, for example.
No, Nikolai Volkov was in Rocky IV, you idiot.
It's Ivan Drago.
Thank you.
No,
was that Dan Law?
That was me, sir.
Okay, good job there, Dan Law, for correcting Triple D. Delusional Dean Dixon over here.
Oh, now pop it on. We're going to go back to ECWA. Of course, we all know about your two-year history there. What would you consider your greatest moment there? Is it the Super 8 win? Is it the match with Adam Cole, the match with Tony Nese a month later? What would you consider your greatest moment with ECWA?
I haven't reached it yet.
Well,
so, you haven't seen anything yet, man. I keep getting better with time. I'm like wine. I age well. The older I get, the better I get. And I'm not just talking about years. I'm talking about experience. So every time you see me in the ECWA ring, it's going to be better than the previous time you see me. Tomorrow I'll be a better wrestler than I am today, and so on and so forth. Because every day I'm studying the craft, whether it's me being in the ring, whether it's me watching tapes or DVDs or YouTube videos on the YouTube, whatever. Whether it's me making fun of Kokoa yet again, he's like my Al Snow to Mick Foley. You know what? Boom. It makes me a better wrestler. It makes me more entertaining. So I keep getting better and better. There's no stopping me. The amount of talent that I have in my body cannot be contained. So you have not seen the best, and I can't give you the answer to that question. But let me ask you this, Mr. Triple D.
Sure.
What do you think? What is your opinion, your greatest Papa Don moment in ECWA?
I would say, as of right now, the Super 8 win.
Okay, well, let's take it up a notch. How about this? How about once I win both titles? Well, not win both titles, because I have one title. Once I become the first ever unified champion on the 15th, maybe I'll throw my name in the hat, per se, again, and join the Super 8 this year and be the first ever person to win it back-to-back. How does that make you feel? Does that tickle your fancy like Dan Law does?
It certainly does.
Good answer,
good.
Dean.
It certainly does tickle my fancy, sir. Now, Dan, do you have something for him?
I don't have anything. He answered my question about the NWA three times over.
Well, let me ask you another question. How cool would it be to see an ECWA champion versus NWA champion title for title match?
History making. History making.
The two oldest titles in independent wrestling right now.
Amazing. That would get the amount of attention that would get in the world of wrestling would be incredible.
That's what I said. And you know what? I don't see why it shouldn't happen. I think the people at the NWA, if they're listening to the show now, you know, and obviously the people on the ECWA, get together, have a meeting, or two, or ten, and let's make this happen, and ignite some kind of fire under independent wrestling, and get people like myself, Colt Cabana, Adam Pearce, people who are talented and are wrestlers and not playing wrestlers, and get them, you know, an opportunity to shine on a national level, I mean, or a larger level. Why can't Adam Pearce and Colt Cabana and Papa Don and Bobby Fish and Josh Daniels, just to say the least, you know what I mean? Why can't we be on the cover of the PWI? Why is it that has to be Punk every month? Nothing wrong with Punk. He's a friend of mine, and I've wrestled him plenty of times, and we've had great matches in the past. But what I'm saying is, why does every cover have to be a TNA guy or a WWE guy? Why can't we build stars on the independent scene and have our names shine? I mean, Bruiser Brody was never in WWE, but everyone knows him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So why can't we go to that level again? Plus, how cool would it be to be the ECWA and the NWA champion at the same time? That's history in its making. I'd be paying tribute to my ancestors, the Greeks, who made history. I just keep continuing it.
Wow, I really like that. Now,
that would be incredible if that took place. Somebody needs to get on that.
Well, who's the champion right now? It's Scrap Iron, right?
Yep, and as soon as they're done with the Best of Seven Levels of Hate series of him and Colt Cabana, whoever wants to, I'll issue a challenge right now. I did it on my show. I don't know if it fell on deaf ears because Brady Hicks was too busy, you know, eating pizza and trying to pick up women at the local watering hole over there in Philly, which isn't saying much. But whoever wins the Seven Levels of Hate between Colt Cabana and Adam Pearce, two guys I respect and two wrestlers who are amazing,
I offer the challenge. If they want to accept for the greater of independent wrestling, then great. NWA versus ECWA champion. At that time, I'll be ECWA and TWA champion. We can make it happen.
Wow.
Now, you did bring up Brady Hicks there. Are you still angry with Brady Hicks?
Yes.
Now, is it because of all those technical difficulties that last show, or was it because Chris Wilde was on? What is behind this this anger you have with Brady?
I'm a perfectionist. If I do something, I need to do it perfectly correct. I don't appreciate the fact that on my show we had all these technical difficulties and it was very Bush League. If I wanted to see Bush League and stuff that wasn't entertaining, I'd watch a Coa promo, or I'd watch a Chris Wilde promo, or I'd give Damian Dragon a call and talk to him on the phone. But the fact of the matter is, that's not what I want. I want entertaining. I want my fans to be entertained. I want my show to be interactive. I want people to call up and have a good time. I don't want people just to hear my voice talking. As great as it sounds, you can only hear somebody talk about themselves for so long before you change the channel or change the dial. So
yeah,
that's not what I want, obviously. So with that being said, he dropped the ball. Then him and Bobby Fish decide to have a little play on words because I put a picture of the NWA title and I said that I would like to win this one day on the Facebook. And he says I was challenging for the title. And they decided to do a little play on words and a little ha-ha and hee-hee and ho-ho on Bobby Fish's fish tank. So that kind of pissed me off. So I told Hicks, I said, listen, bro, don't get this misconstrued. You know, we're radio on-air personality associates, but you're not my buddy. So, you know, I'm giving you fair warning. You do that again, I'm going to come down to Philly and smack you around, just like the Rangers do to Flyers all the time. But aside from that fact, you know, he just got on the wrong side of the Greek God, and now he'll pay. When I see him on the 15th, he's going to get smacked up. You know, I mean, a pimp has to keep his whores in check all the time, so that's what I got to do with Brady.
Now, you're
and you know what? I even issued a challenge to Fish, an NECW versus ECWA title match. I win everyone's title. I'll be like the Ultimo Dragon of the freaking Independents and have like 20 belts.
Oh, nice.
You know what
reference.
I mean? The fact of the matter is, if that happens, that'd be great too.
So are you?
But whatever.
Are you saying that you're? I lost my train of thought. I'm sorry. You're gonna have
no,
a problem
I'm not
with
saying, I'm not. I'm not saying I'm some Japanese guy in a mask. No.
No. Are you saying that you're going to rain on Brady's parade? That is the in the room fan conclave. You're going to ruin it for him.
Listen, if I ruin Brady's show, what else does the guy have? There's only so many times you can watch Lord of the Rings with that KY bottle of jelly that he keeps by his bed, you know, before his hand gets tired. I mean, let's face it. Look, that's all he has. Let him have it. He can have it. Will I ruin it for him? I don't know. I'm not going to incriminate myself on your talk show here. We'll see what happens. Time will tell.
Well, this is technically Brady's talk show. We took over.
Well, you made it better. And you made it even better, not only because you took it over, but because you have me on board.
That's right. You know, as
not
soon
only
as...
My-
As soon
Not
as Brady,
only, listen,
I'm
don't
sorry.
Cut me off, Dean. Shut up. Silence. You peasant. Malacca. Anyway, like I was saying, I'm not only the greatest unsigned talent, I'm also the greatest unsigned guest that you guys have on your show.
I agree. That's why as soon as Brady asked me to do this, the first person I contacted was you.
After me.
Of course. Well, he had to contact you there, Big Red. I mean, Dan Law, sorry.
Oh,
wrong,
that's okay.
Wrong fat guy, sorry.
That's okay. There's two fat guys popping out. There's the fatter guy and just the fat guy.
Well, right now I'm going to bring on Derek. He is, of course, Brady's co-host. So I'm bringing him on so we can have a different
Who are you bringing on?
I'm bringing on Derek.
Oh, his partner. You know, it's legal now.
Derek, are you there on the line?
Yeah, I'm here soaking all this up. How you guys doing tonight?
We're doing all right. Do you have anything for Papa Don right now?
Other than I guess insinuating I'm Brady's partner, I kind of agree with him. You know, I'm a New Yorker and I can't stand Philly, so we're kind of on the same page when it comes to that.
Fair enough. I also have a regular caller, John, because You made a good point, Papa Don. You said, you know, it gets boring listening to one person talk and talk and talk. So let's bring on John's perspective here. Now, John, are you back with us?
I'm back.
Okay, John, can you make a song with Papa Don's name in it?
Uh-oh.
I'm putting you on the spot, John.
The same one that I did before for Brady because it may work.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm Papa Don. You know the name. The next man who'll be put into the Hall of Fame. I've been a wrestling fan for very long, and that's why I'm singing this song. Sing along with the gong.
I love it, John. I'm going to put you back on hold, and I'm going
wait
to
wait a minute, John. John, hold on, hold on, hold on. John, do you write songs for a living?
Oh, wait, wait, wait. He's back on, Papa Don.
John, do you write songs for a living?
I try to make them up once in a while.
Wait, do you do that for a living? Do you get paid to do that?
No.
What?
No.
No, it shows. See you later, kid. Hit the brick.
Well, that was John. So, Papa Don, I think we're almost out of time. Do you have, like, a final flurry to give us for September 15th, for November 2nd, for everything that's coming up on your plate, a final flurry from you?
Absolutely. All right, people, strap yourselves in. Lock the seatbelts. Unlike Dan Law, who uses a strap-on, strap yourselves in. All right, here we go. All right. September 15th, come down to the house that I built, the Newark Boys and Girls Club, and come see a great night of professional wrestling, and come watch me kick the crap out of Chris. My promos suck, and I'll never be as good as Papa Don Wild. And when I take his title, and I have a red title, and a white title, which I might throw back and take the old black title back, because I like the old black title that Breaker Morant had much better than that white title, and then become the first ever unified ECWA champion, you guys can still buy my 8x10s and my pictures that night, but I'll do it with a smile on my face when I sign them. And on top of that, the 16th will be the beginning of a new reign of terror when I have all the power in the ECWA. Then come the 27th of September, come to NYWC in Deer Park and watch me become the NYWC champion as I demolish and defeat the man-beast, not Rhino, but the man-beast Apollyon. This guy's a 300-pound individual who moves like a cruiserweight. It's unbelievable. And it's a shame that this guy has not blown up on the independent scene like he should, because he's that talented. Then, we have three shows in October for ECWA. I'm wrestling on one show. I believe it's the K-Cup. I don't know who my opponent is that night. And it doesn't matter, because I'll win anyway. Then we have another night where I'll be in a three-way dance with Breaker Morant and Chris Wilde. So basically, I'm taking the night off. I'll let the two jabronis beat the hell out of each other, and I'll pin the winner. And I'll become the winner while pinning both of them if I have to without breaking a sweat. Then I'm wrestling Tony Mameluke for the ECWA, which I'm looking forward to, because Tony Mameluke, who I know and I consider a friend, even though he's coming for my title, is very underrated and is a man who's not gotten his
his just dues as far as the fans go, I think.
Dude, what are you doing? Did I slap you out last time? You want me to come over there and smack you again? Shut
Please,
your mouth.
Yes, sir.
He's a ticket buying fan, Papa Don.
I don't care if he buys 10 tickets. He should buy 10 tickets. He takes up 10 seats, fat ass. Shut up. Anyhow, aside from that, you know what? Maybe I should do you a favor and break your jaw, too. This way you won't eat that much anymore. You lose some weight. And going to the gym might actually help you, fatty. Anyhow. So, like I was saying, me and Tony Mameluke, I'm looking forward to that match because I've never wrestled Mameluke ever. And I've always wanted to get in the ring with him because he was trained by Dean Malenko, someone that I used to study religiously to find out how to wrestle and see what he can do in the ring. And Tony obviously knows what to do because he was trained by one of the great. So I'm looking forward to it, and he hasn't gotten his just dues. He should be, you know, on a bigger stage doing this and making a lot more money for it. So that's that. Then we have Extreme Rising coming up. Don't know who my opponent is, don't care. I'm taking the torch in that company. I'm going to take that company to the next level. Then we have NWA Dog on 11-2 in Clayton, New Jersey. Don't know who my opponent is. Doesn't matter. It's my first step in my journey becoming the NWA World Heavyweight Champion. So at the end of the day, just come to the wrestling shows I'm on. You guys are going to be entertained. Support indie wrestling and do what you got to do to keep this business going and keep this business moving forward. And I guarantee you, every time you see me in the ring, you'll get 100% of my devotion, and you will not be disappointed.
I certainly could not say it better. I am self-aware enough to know that.
Okay.
See, you couldn't insult me because I...
But I didn't want to insult you. I could insult you. Everyone could very well insult you, but that would not be nice of me to do so, unless you want me to be insulted, which puts you a glutton for punishment. Out of the three guys and your three amigos over there, your three musketeers, your three stooges, we know who the gluttony is, right, Dan-Law?
Yes, sir. A lot of pizza.
Exactly. No, I wasn't talking about pizza. I was talking about the cockney sandwiches you like to eat.
Oh, well, sometimes. Only on Wednesdays.
On Wednesdays, Papa Don. We'll be talking again next week on Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. Of course, that's on the break.
Yes, we will.
As well. So I look forward to that as well. And you have a great night, sir. Thanks for joining us.
All right, brother. You guys have a good night and go play in traffic.
Okay, so that was Papa Don, everybody.
I was just trying to help you out, Papa Don. I should have known better.
I'll play out a theme, and then we'll be right back with some wrestling talk. Oh, so Papa Don, what can you say about Papa Don?
He's a gentleman and a scholar.
How about you, Derek? How do you feel? Have you spoken with Papa Don before?
That was my first time speaking to him, but from what I know about him, we're from the same, part of New York, and I want to apologize to everybody out there. Everybody from New York is not like him. I want to apologize for his harsh words towards everybody who was on the line tonight.
It's his way.
Yeah, it's kind of endearing.
I should have... Well, endearing's a word. I should have... I was just trying to help him out. I should have known better. He's perfect, and he would have thought the word eventually, 2 minutes later.
Now, has anybody watched Impact this week?
Yes, sir. Derek,
yes.
Go first, my friend.
Yeah, go ahead, Derek.
I guess Impact for the past month or so has been the at least in my opinion the best wrestling show on television since I don't get ROH. It's really exciting. I'm enjoying. I enjoyed the whole Chris Daniels AJ Styles thing they had going to the end of it last week. I'm not too sure what they're going to do with the Aces guys, because, once they take those masks off and you realize it's not like a big former WWE name, it's going to be kind of disappointing to the casual fan.
I was going to say, to the casual fan, this is not going to mean anything, and that's a real bummer about it, because pretty much every week I thought it's been well executed. And again, I said it on In the Room, or did I say it on Hell in a Cell last week? Thank God there is an outside gang attacking wrestling has nothing whatsoever to do with Kevin Nash.
The
amount of talent that it could be, I'm very happy. Either way, I'm very happy with what the angle's doing. To say it's the best show on wrestling, the best wrestling show on TV. It's not saying much. It's not a bad show, but the stuff with Chris Daniels and Kazarian were until last week. It's great. What, did she just quit or something?
Yeah, I think she quit. Yeah, and then it's a shame because, her acting was terrible, but just the little things that Daniels and Kazarian would say, like I think last week, Sting was yelling at him, And since Sting is like ripping off the Joker from the Batman movies, you know, Kazarian just, you know, whispers underneath his breath and goes, okay, Heath, take it easy. You know, referring to him as Heath Ledger, like little things like that I found hilarious.
I did hear that. And the thing about Sting is, and Dean, I know you really are hard on him. I know you don't like it very much, but I think it's coming off cross on TV good because he's enjoying himself this time. You know, he's not carrying the company. He's not wrestling the top guy. He doesn't have to win or lose a championship. And it looks like he's having fun.
Was that directed toward me, or were you waiting for Derek to respond?
Anybody who was listening.
Oh, go ahead, Derek. Go ahead.
I think they kind of showcase what TNA could be if they stop picking up, you know, ex-WWE guys or ex-WCW guys. If you let the homegrown guys that you have, the Daniels, the Kazarians, the AJ Styles, I don't think they could carry the company right away. But if you give them great storylines and you let them, you know, go in the ring and tell stories in the ring, I think the company would be in pretty good condition. Because after a while, the Hulk Hogan's are going to break down, the Stings are going to break down, Kurt Angle's going to break down. You know, Bully Ray isn't a spring chicken, so they need to like take some of their homegrown talent along with some of the younger guys and build them up so that they matter to the casual fan.
Do you think there's any chance that Morrison will sign?
Let me
finish that question. I'm sorry. Is there a chance he'll sign, and are you excited by that prospect? Go.
I think if TNA continues to improve, I think he'll sign because he has a better opportunity in WWF. But given TNA's history, I think most guys consider TNA like a step down almost. I was surprised he hasn't signed, you know, in the past year or so because he kind of fits – you know, what they look for in a guy. He fits that athletic mold, and you can put him in the ring with any of the top guys, and he can have a good match. So I think if they continue to improve and WWE continues to be as bad as it is, mm-hmm. I could see Morrison going to TNA.
Oh, God. You say that about Raw, how bad it is. It really is bad. It's terrible. I mean, I'm getting excited. We said it before you came on the show, Derek. I don't know if you heard it. Literally, me watching Raw this week, 4 minutes. 4 minutes! I mean, even last week, the anger management sketch, that stuff was hilarious. And it's like that writer took a week off, and this week it sucked. Oh, look! I can light a trash can on fire with my arms.
You didn't like the whole hugging it out?
No. The first 18 times it was funny, and once they got to the ring, not so funny.
I enjoyed that. That was pretty much the only thing I enjoyed besides the main event.
Right, and then the main event, but all this stuff in between, you know.
Well, let me preface that by saying I was I came home a little bit later, so I only caught the last hour anyway. I couldn't imagine watching.
Miss anything.
The 3 hours previous.
What did we say before the show? It's basically, you know, the main event was great. So everybody, you sit through 2 hours and 45 minutes of crap and watch one good wrestling match. Yippee 23 skidoo.
I mean, I DVR it. I watch it an hour later. And I still find myself not enough to sleep when I'm watching it on DVR. Because
I watch it 2 days later. I would have killed myself.
Some of these things run, like, forever and ever. Like you said, I've said on In the Room before, since they've gone to the three-hour time share, Daniel Bryan has been the star of that show. Like, everything he's done since they went to, whether it's having the best match on the card or,
mm-hmm.
you know, the little anger management skits, he's had the best segments on the show. And this
yeah.
past Monday was a step back. But
yeah.
I enjoyed the hugging. And like you said, the main event, I thought the main event was good. I enjoy when Del Rio is more aggressive in the ring. It makes him more believable.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, definitely. And the thing that gets me about Del Rio, he was a legitimate MMA fighter. He fought in Japan for the Pride FC promotion over there. He's a legitimate tough guy that WWE just doesn't cash in on.
Oh, God. It's just a waste. What a waste of time. It's just a waste of my time, your time, their time. Like, and again, I know we've touched on it before, but what were they discussing in the meeting when they said 3 hours should do it?
I think it was just a money grab because I don't know how they could look at their roster and go, you know what, we can get 3 hours out of all this. And with those writers are terrible. And for you to think you can get three decent hours of television with that core group that they have shows how, you know, how, you know, delirious they are. And it's football season, and I'm a football fan. It's going to be really hard for me to ignore the Monday night football game to watch this stuff.
Yeah. They have that trouble every year. Ratings always dwindle, and they're right around a 3.0 right now, the ratings.
Say that, 3.0 is not bad, but
it's not what it used to be, though. I mean, they were hitting 6.5, 7.0s. Now, granted, this is like the end of the Attitude Era, the era after that, but
It's not going to hold at 3.0 unless they step up their game, man.
That's what I'm saying, and I think 3 hours is just way too long.
Yeah, and I've seen on the internet, like, a lot of people are excited, you know, that they're obviously going to put Punk with Heyman. And I'm at the point with WWE where I don't get my hopes up anymore, because whenever I get my hopes up,
yeah,
it seems like something's going to go great. They ruin it, and I'm kind of have my fingers crossed that they don't ruin this Heyman thing, but I have a pretty good feeling that they are.
Well, the question that comes out of that is, do they need to put CM Punk with Paul Heyman? I don't think Punk needs Heyman. Give Heyman to someone who needs it.
Yeah, I agree. And we were talking about how, you know, Del Rio is a legit tough guy. You take a guy like Jack Swagger, who was a NCAA champion, played college football. He's a legit tough guy. And if you could take him, you know, kind of rebuild him, and you can put him next to Heyman and have Heyman be his mouthpiece, I think he'd be way more valuable to the company than he is now.
Ken, do you really think that you can rebuild Swagger at this point?
Well, we had this discussion on In the Room. If they can take Mark Henry, who was a joke for the better part of almost 10 years, and turn him into a credible world champion, I'm pretty sure I have good faith that they could probably do the same thing with Swagger.
You know, that's a point well taken, and that was a success story from last year, really, the story of Mark Henry.
Yeah, and it's another one of those things where around this time last year, you know, everybody was excited. Kevin Nash came in, and he's feuding with CM Punk, and I had saw things on the internet like, you know, maybe it's going to be the Click against, you know, CM Punk and a band of ROH guys that WWE had just signed, and Mark Henry was throwing people around on SmackDown every week, and he was exciting, and then by Survivor Series, it was all, you know, all down the drain.
I was so, wow, excuse me, I was so happy when Kevin Nash came in, and I tried to back him up every week, but it was like, and let me preface this by saying, and a lot of people are going to hate this, Kevin Nash was always one of my favorites. I loved Kevin Nash, you know, growing up. I loved the NWO, well, until about mid-97. And I was really hoping, like, well, if anybody could go one-on-one on the mic with Punk, one of those guys would be Nash. What a plane wreck that was. I mean, it just was not the same Kevin Nash. I mean, I'm not even talking about physically. We all know the jokes, you know, he walks into the ring, he busts the quad and tears his knee, just walking into the ring. But even on the mic, he never let me down. And this is the first time I and I almost feel bad saying it. He sucked.
Yeah, he was pretty bad. And I was always a Kevin Nash fan, too. I mean, I was a fan of Diesel towards the end of his run. And then when he went to WCW, I was a big Kevin Nash fan in WCW. And when he came back, it's almost like being in TNA erased all that charisma and talent he had on the mic, and it just disappeared.
The only thing, and the reason why I was fired up for it, I mean, and it's all over YouTube, everybody saw it, that Royal Rumble moment, when that truck sound hit, that was one of the biggest pops I've ever heard in a long time. And it was like, he had the Diesel gimmick, he had the Diesel hair. As soon as he came back to Kevin Nash, I'm like, oh, who cares?
Yeah, I agree with that, Dan. It was one of those things where And a lot of WWE writing is this way. It starts out very, just think of Punk when he was the pipe bomb, that whole thing. It starts out so great, and then it just fizzles out.
And I think it has to do with the fact that you have it's oversaturation. You have too many shows that you have to do another angle, like part of the story. You have to do another chapter of the story. But you got 16 shows in a week, and you have to do 15 chapters. By chapter 3, you're like, well, okay. So you have too much time to put all this stuff on TV instead of spreading it out. You know, I mean, even when WCW was on a downturn, they didn't spend all their time doing the angles on Nitro and Thunder and Saturday Night Wrestling. At least on Thunder and on Saturday Night Wrestling, you had, and I'm talking about before the Russo-Bischoff debacle, you had other things to see. You saw wrestling matches. There's a novel idea. Boop!
Go ahead, Derek.
And like you said, even when WCW was bad, and I think me and you were defending WCW on In the Room last week, no matter how bad the storylines was, you could always look forward, you know, before you left, you could look forward to a Jericho match or a Chris Benoit match or a Dean Malenko match.
Yeah.
With Raw, it's all right, when you finally have a wrestling match in the ring, it's Santino Marella. Or it's, you know, it's Zack Ryder versus David Otunga. They don't even give you quality wrestling to go along with all the other garbage that they're spewing out on that show.
Ooh, 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 I have a question. Why does Ryback have a job?
I don't know.
Somebody answer my question.
I don't know. I think he's going to kill somebody one day. He's so dangerous in the ring. I feel bad for the guys that have to wrestle him.
Music sucks. His face sucks. He's going to kill me. His matches suck. He sucks. Everything about that package sucks. I've seen it before. It's called Goldberg.
Fair enough.
I'm just saying.
I would agree. Now, we do have a caller on the line, and we actually have two. I'm gonna bring John back for the Derek song, because Brady is asking for it. Now, John, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, could you please, I have a request for you.
Yeah.
I'm not asking for this, by the way.
Could you do the Derek? Could you do the Derek song for us?
Yeah, the one. Derek, you're the one. You're so much, much fun. Please don't run from the gun. That's you won. Derek, you're the one.
Is it bad that I know that song by heart now?
Thanks, John. Brady, if you're listening, thanks.
John, I love it. Thanks for tuning in and being an integral part of this show tonight.
I've been trying to get on to help you with some of these things that I've been noticing that what you've been talking about Raw and Impact and stuff.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you got to say? Just give us one quick soundbite.
The thing about, like you mentioned, this new pathetic person that was in Nexus, I don't know what his name was, that's doing the new Goldberg gimmick. What was his name again?
Skip Sheffield.
Yeah. This is wrong with the business today, with TNA and WWE. They're going back to all these old legends in the day. We're going to try to make a Goldberg gimmick, and now we're going to have Alberto Del Rio, still like an Eddie Guerrero gimmick, coming out with the car. We're going to have all these people steal their moments. Santino Marella. We're going to have you do, like, a Mr. Socko gimmick. I mean, they're trying to bring back memories because this is now for all the kids. Like, these people are, like, just born, like, last year. They don't even remember the 90s. That's what's even wrong with the business, like, when I'm seeing it. Because if you're saying, why do they want to make it 3 hours now? It's not for entertainment. It's just for comedy now. Because that's why we're seeing all these promos and stuff and not as long matches like we're supposed to see. That's what's always wrong with the business today when you're wanting to see 3 hours.
Fair enough point there, John. Thank you for tuning in. I'm going to put you back on hold, and we do have another caller. And
for the record, I like Santino Marella.
I do, too. He puts on a series of hilarious matches. Hilarious. No one got that. That's between Brady and I. I'm sorry. Now I'm going to bring on American Roughneck.
Oh!
American Roughneck is a dedicated supporter, and he calls in to Hell in a Cell, so he's here. Now, American Roughneck, are you there?
I am here.
Okay,
hey, American Roughneck, you're not going to tickle my fancy, are you?
No, I'm not going to tickle your fancy. It sounds like it's been tickled enough this evening.
Now, Roughneck, just give the people that have it, because this is a new forum. This is not, of course, Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. This is In the Room. Give another audience what New Moon Rising Wrestling is all about.
New Moon Rising Wrestling is going to, not is going to be, is the newest, most innovative, captivating, independent wrestling promotion in New Jersey and beyond.
I love it. I love it. Now, what's going on? How close are we? Do we even know yet?
Every day we get a little closer. Things are starting to click. It's all coming together. It's just phenomenal how the puzzle pieces just fall into place.
I love it. Now, of course, you have a problem with Robert Knight. You want to take that United States title back home.
Listen, I've been listening to everybody this evening. Heavyweight this, world title this. The most important title is the United States Championship. Why? Because that's where I'm from. That's what I believe in. That's what I stand for. And the only thing in my way from having that belt back for the people, as in we the people,
we
is
the
Robert
people.
Knight.
Yes, we the people. I love it. I love
and
it.
That would be we the people, not Wedded or apostrophe D.
Oh, you son of a... you good-for-nothing Roughneck. Now, that's between Roughneck and I. But what I want to do now, Derek, of course, you're going to have to lead us through this. It's the Lights Out segment.
All right. Basically, let me give a little quick... This is how we wrap up the show. We have specific categories, and everybody has, you know, specific thing that goes into each category. The first thing we're going to do is I think we'll do fatty food of the week is when you guys pick a food. It could be something you bought at the grocery store, something you make at home, something you bought from a fast food joint. It doesn't matter. So fatty food of the week.
Okay, I guess I'll start. Fatty food of the week. I had the chili, the spicy chili nachos from Applebee's.
Oh,
my goodness. That... It took 2 days to complete eating that.
Jesus.
Oh, that's
yes.
Terrible.
All right, so I guess I'll go next. Fatty food of the week, pepperoni and extra cheese pizza from Pizza Hut.
All right. I'll go with a classic of mine since my childhood. It's the cheesy hamburger helper.
Oh, that's,
man.
That's not good at all. Now, Roughneck, you're still around. How about you? The fatty food of the week from the Roughneck.
What are you trying to say, Dean?
This has got to be something that I actually digested this week.
Or something that you put in your mouth.
So my fatty food of the week for me would be almonds, unfortunately.
That's it? Almonds?
Yes, I'm trying to get down into a ripped Roughneck.
Fair enough. So, Roughneck's fatty food of the week is almonds.
God, I wish I could have said the same thing.
Now, Derek, what's next? What's the next category, Derek?
All right, the next category is the best of the web. Now, it can be wrestling-related. It can be something non-wrestling-related, a video you've seen. It can be anything you saw on the web. So, best of the web.
Now, for me, I got to go with fan mail with Robert Knight.
Took mine.
I'm sorry.
Both of you were gonna go with that.
It was funny.
Oh, it was good. I was gonna say, unfortunately, the same thing.
So three of us go with fan mail with Robert Knight. Now, for those of you that are not familiar with fan mail,
shame on you.
Go to YouTube and search for Knight Rider Robert Knight, and you will find probably the funniest 8 minutes.
Oh, my God. It's been 3 weeks in a row, the funniest 8 or 9.
Dan, I've heard you've made funnier 8-minute videos.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my goodness.
when I'm alone, sometimes both hands.
Oh.
Yeah, well, with your fancy tickler.
Derek, please.
My best of the web comes from a co-host on the show of In the Room named Anthony Sarlo. He had posted an article on Facebook, and basically what it was, Michael Bay is slated to do the remake of Ninja Turtles.
I read this. I'm going to kill myself hearing it again. Go, Derek.
And I'm not going to go into all the details, but apparently some of the plot has to do with the turtles being aliens and Casey Jones and April basically being an 18-year-old high school couple.
Oh, no, Derek. And let's go into it.
It seems like if Michael Bay can't blow up half a city in his movies, he doesn't know what to do.
Here's the other plot point. Shredder is a colonel in the army, and he's Colonel Schrader.
Yeah. terrible
Thank
stuff.
Now, if you don't mind, I'm going to jackknife into the parking lot. Which is,
well,
I've done that just today so far.
That's my best of the web. Horrible.
Now, the next part is either, I guess it would be Scumbag of the Week, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, Scumbag of the Week. It can be, once again, somebody from wrestling, somebody you work with. usually with Brady, it's a family member. it can be anybody who's made your week terrible or you think is a terrible person for the week.
I'm tired of my mom. Anyway, that was my Brady impersonation.
You know, she told me to clean my room, and I told her, I'm 8 years old, I don't need to clean my room.
Okay, my scumbag of the week is someone I will lovingly call Ref Bitch.
Go, Dean.
Yes. Now, his real name is Ref Rich. Basically, what he did was turn his back on a promotion that gave him a shot. And then he turned his back on people that didn't even have anything to do with it. He is my scumbag of the week.
And
go
he
ahead,
talks
Dan.
Funny.
He talks right down the middle. Now, Dan, go ahead.
Hey, Dan, I'm sorry. My scumbag of the week is, I don't really have one.
Really?
Don't have one.
That's disappointing, Dan.
I mean, I could think of one if you give me a minute.
Okay, we'll go to Derek. Derek, you're scumbag.
I have one. I just can't remember his friggin' name.
All right. Mine comes from the world of sports. We talk about football a lot on In the Room because Brady thinks he's a football aficionado. There's a running back named Maurice Jones-Drew who's pretty much held out all preseason, all training camp. You know, he wanted a better contract and right before the season starts, he gives up and realizes he's not going to get paid, and he cost himself $1.2 million for not showing up to training camp and not showing up to, you know, OTAs and all that. So Maurice Jones-Drew is my scumbag of the week.
I remembered mine.
Okay, go ahead, Dan.
I just couldn't remember his name because he's a dick. Chris Cornell. Chris Cornell is my scumbag of the week. This weekend was the Made America Festival in Philadelphia, and he's been slated for months to play. Nothing major, just an acoustic set. And with less than a week to go, he pulled out to play an Obama rally. Now, I have nothing against Obama. Well, we're not going to get into that. I have nothing against the rally, but with less than a week, he pulled out and played in the rally, which got no coverage, while the Made in America Festival got national coverage. You're a scumbag. Moving on.
Okay, Roughneck, you're a scumbag of the week.
My scumbag of the week would probably be anybody, or generally corporate America, the ones that are against the people. I know of one in particular, but I'm not going to mention his name because I'm done with him and I've moved on.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Is that even qualify as a corporation?
Where can you find the most scumbags of the week?
That's true.
Is that a syndicate?
It's like a cocoon of scumbags of the week.
It's like a basement room of two dudes.
Yeah. Without getting into too much, now the last part is the dirty joke. I don't have one, so if you three have a dirty joke,
I have one. Never mind.
No, Derek.
No, I don't, and Brady's going to be disappointed because my nickname is Mr. Dirty Joke, so, but I don't have one this week.
Oh, my goodness. How about you, Roughneck? Do you have a
joke? No, I'm all out of dirty jokes.
Well, let me get John back on once again. Perhaps John has a dirty joke. Now, John, you're back on with us.
Yeah.
Do you have a dirty joke to share with us?
I do.
Okay. I'm waiting.
Okay, hang on one sec.
Hi, this is a message for Dean. Hi, Dean. Well, I looked at the weather for Mass City today. It looks like you won't be kayaking. So
what?
I just wanted to say hi. And this is me on a more tired day. I'm actually
what the hell is
really
happening?
I wanted to say hi to Dean and hope that kayaking season isn't over yet. And,
oh, yeah.
I want to know who this is.
See you later. Have fun. And
oh, I will. I will.
Have fun kayaking.
John, I don't know how you found that, but I certainly did have a fun kayaking trip. But thank you, John, for that dirty joke. I certainly do appreciate that.
I got one.
Okay, go ahead.
I did a lot of searching for this one, so it better be effing funny. Wife went to go see a therapist and said, I've got a big problem, Doc. Every time we're in bed, my husband climaxes. He lets out this ear-splitting yell. My dear, the shrink says, that's completely natural. I don't see what the problem is. She replies, the problem is it wakes me up.
Oh, well, all right.
Well, you go kayak yourself off a fall one.
I have another caller, so before we say happy trails, I'm going to get this caller on. Now, caller, state your name and where you're calling from.
You know who this is, Dean. I couldn't stay away. My ego wouldn't allow it.
Oh, here we go. Look at this guy. Look who it is.
I was pretty sure it was you.
I got to say, Dean, I know this is your show tonight. You guys did an awesome job from what I've heard. I didn't listen to the whole Papa Don interview. I kind of came in toward the end of that, but it sounded awesome. Derek, you know, they're projecting me to win my fantasy football league this year, which is awesome, even though I have Ahmad Bradshaw. So talk me off a ledge here.
Oh,
all right?
Here we go. Look, you'll be fine, Brady, all right? Don't go bashing my Giants on the radio, okay?
I'm only kidding. He's like my third or fourth anyway. It's okay.
Great.
No, I appreciate all the hard work that you guys put in tonight, and I do have a dirty joke, if that's okay.
That's more than okay.
Mm. Okay. This one came from DJ, actually, back in the day. Derek, remember it. It's a good one.
Okay.
His husband, he goes up to his wife, and he says, wife, let's go fishing this weekend, me, you, and the dog. The wife's like, I don't want to go fishing. And he says, well, I'll tell you what, I'll give you three choices here. You can go fishing with me and the dog. Two, you can give me a blowjob, as they say on the street. Or three, you can take it up the ass. The wife grimaces. She says, I don't want to do any of those things. But, you know, she thinks about it, and she comes back and says, all right, I'll give you a blowjob. Great, he says, and he drops his pants. Wife gets down on her knees, and, you know, she does her thing, and she stops about 2 seconds into it. She's like, oh, this is absolutely disgusting. It's just like, it tastes like crap. And the husband's like, yeah, the dog didn't want to go fishing either.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Hey, listen, I gotta run, guys. But thank you so much for doing this for me tonight. I can't wait to listen back to the whole show.
You know what? I think it's great because next week we're taking over next week too. So I can't wait.
Okay.
I can't wait to talk to Tony Mamaluke, Chris Wilde, and whoever Jerry Strauss is. I can't wait for it.
And pretty soon I'll be stuck just doing the Papa Don show, and that's it, I guess. So.
Well, you better talk to Papa Don about that, my friend.
Say, I would double check on that first.
Yeah.
I might have to.
Yeah, there was a Brady Hicks part of that interview that you might be interested in.
I'll make sure to listen. He's quite a character. I also have a real quick plug, if that's okay.
That's
on my
wonderful.
Own show. I want to do a plug. Thursday night, 10 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on AngryMarks.com. You guys know that site, Angry Marks?
No, I don't.
Derek, you're a fan of these guys, right? It's like it's DJ and the Hardcore Canadian and Angry Kev or something like that.
Anybody Killer, Canada
Killer,
Hardcore?
Killer Kev.
Killer Kev, I'm sorry. Yeah, Killer Kev, as they call him. I'm doing their podcast on Thursday night at 10 o'clock, and we're going to be talking all about the PWI 500 and quite possibly the biggest oversight in the history of the list.
Well, The Undertaker was the biggest oversight. The Undertaker The Undertaker in 1990 was probably the biggest oversight.
But this one's pretty big, too. So tune in.
Okay. I was going to ask what it was, but you don't want to let us know.
No, I don't.
You are a surly bastard.
Why did you put babies into the blender feet first?
Anyway,
all right, take
Brady,
care, guys.
Yeah, Brady, you have a great rest of the night.
You know, this would have been the first show in 3.5 years without me or DJ, but I had to ruin that.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks,
yeah, thanks a lot. So we'll try again next week when you're dead.
All right, take care.
He just take care. I was gonna ask him if he was interested in coming back on Hell in a Cell with Ref Bitch. We could do that again.
Yeah, we could do that again so we can have a complete debacle that nobody will ever listen to because nobody can hear anybody talk over his stupid ass.
Ref Bitch.
By the way, the reason why you put a baby into a blender feet first is so you can see the look on their eyes when you turn it off.
Oh, God.
What is wrong with you, Dan?
I was trying to one-up you on the joke thing.
Fair enough. Roughneck, before we go, give us some plugs for New Moon Rising Wrestling.
Nowhere near me, please.
Yeah, New Moon Rising Wrestling is nmrwrestling.com. You can follow us on Facebook at New Moon Rising Wrestling group page, New Moon Rising Wrestling fan page, and you can always stop in at the American Roughneck fan page. Also,
how close are you guys to a date?
What are you asking me out?
Well, maybe I'd like to ride that motorcycle of yours.
Yeah, but you still have your 8x10 Robert Knight photo on your stand, so.
Well, I'll hide it from you.
Okay.
I got a mirror.
Dates
are being firmed up. Again, like I've said on other shows, I'm not that high up in the company. I'm just a soldier in this company, and I just marched my orders. And right now, they have not filled me in on any dates. But I know, as they tell me, they're coming soon.
Fair enough, Roughneck. I am personally excited to go with you and meet Biker Billy.
Yes, I cannot wait. That should be in December, so... Anybody was a fan of Biker Billy, come on out. I believe he'll be I don't even know the place right now, but I know he's coming to the area in December.
He's coming somewhere.
He'll be around.
You have a great night.
Hey, thanks for having me on. It's nice talking to you guys on another show. Feels awfully the same, except for no Robert Knight, which is good.
Well, there you go. Robert was not available.
Ah, what a shame. He must be out making a difference.
Probably. Now, you have a good night, Roughneck. Okay, so that was American Roughneck. I'm going to plug tomorrow night's show. We have coming back from his European tour, Kay Koa, the Flying Hawaiian, will be joining us, as well as CZW star Matt Tremont. Just weeks removed from the very dangerous and brutal Tangled Web. So that is tomorrow night.
Amazing.
And he'll have a lot to say about DJ Hyde, of course, the CZW owner. That's tomorrow night. You can subscribe on iTunes, search for Hell in a Cell Talk Radio. We are proudly part of this website, thebradyhicks.com.
Woohoo!
Follow on Twitter, that is twitter.com/HIAC Talk Radio. And like the Facebook, that's facebook.com/cellinahell. Of course, this is In the Room. Derek, do you have anything else? You are the In the Room guy, so do you have anything else? Any parting words of wisdom?
Yes. Real quick, I got a plug I have to get out, or DJ will kill me. Football season is starting back up, so of course we're going to have the sports show that will be back on Brady Hicks within the next, either within the next 2 to 3 weeks or in the next 2 to 3 months. You never know with DJ. Whenever he feels like talking sports, my buddy DJ. But other than that, I have no plugs, and I want to leave you all with have a good week. I said, have a good week.
Okay, Dan, do you have anything else you wanted to say?
Please follow me on Twitter at DanLaw83 and keep it on the paper.
I am, of course, Folsom County on Twitter. Now, next week on this very show, In the Room, it's the Super Show. And, of course, that's with Tony Mamaluk, Chris Wilde from ECWA, of course, heading into probably the biggest match of his career, going up against Papadon, our guest here tonight. And a news announcer, that's Jerry Strauss. And then on the 17th, that's a special Monday night edition. That is the In the Room Fan Conclave edition. So the people that are part of the Fan Conclave have the opportunity to take part in the show. And for myself, for Dan Law, and for Derek, thanks for tuning in. And you guys have a great week.
Good night.